Don, explain to us a little bit in terms of when you talk about bonds collapsing to people, some of us who might not understand what bonds mean here.
Okay, bonds are debt instruments as opposed to stocks, which are ownership in companies. A bond is when you've loaned money to a company or to the government or to a municipality or whatever. The bond market, George, is about 5 times larger than the stock market. So if you reckon that the stock market is around $10 trillion mm-hmm. in the U.S. today, our bond market is closer to $50 trillion.
And isn't that supposed to be a safer haven for people?
In normal, stable times, that would be true. In unstable times and convulsive times and times of great deflation or roaring inflation, bonds can be very, very vulnerable. So we've seen in the last month and a half the sharpest drop in corporate bonds, government bonds, municipal bonds, 30-day treasury bonds, the most conservative bond in the world. We've seen a 15% or about a $6 trillion drop. That is huge. That's wealth that has just been extinguished. It's because of rising interest rates. It's because of fear of the U.S. dollar, fear that the Fed's going to create inflation in this country and so forth. But the conservative money in the world holds bonds. They don't necessarily speculate in the stock market. And at 32 times earnings, you're speculating if you're in the stock market today. Conservative money, pension money, and so forth goes into bonds. So this is very, very serious. It's much larger potentially and damaging to the financial system than even a collapse in the stock market. So now you've got the bond bubble is coming unglued. The air is coming out of that.
What's causing that to reach that bubble and to start splitting at the bubble seams?
Well, there's a fear of inflation that's being induced by the Fed. Our Federal Reserve is panicking. They see a deflationary depression like the 1930s in the making. They've run interest rates down to 1%.
You can't get much lower, can they?
Well, they can go to zero.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's not much compared to where we are.
If you're a retiree, you've got $1 million that you saved up all your life. Many of us don't have that, but imagine you have $1 million. You can only make $10,000 in interest on that a year. You can't even, that's less than $1,000 a month. You can't live on it. So they've driven short-term interest rates through the floor, thinking that would stimulate the economy. Of course it wouldn't. That's what the Japanese have done. They've got zero inflation. They've got zero interest rates, and they've been in recession for 14 years. And then they've run the printing presses like mad and have created in excess of $5 trillion in new liquidity in just the last 5 or 6 or 7 years. They're running the printing presses at a rate of about $2 trillion a year in the world that holds dollars. There's $10 trillion held outside the United States. $1 trillion is held by foreigners in treasury bills, and Japan and China own the bigger part of that. They hold all these dollars. They see our government running the printing presses, pushing interest rates down, and they say, before we buy any more of your treasury paper, we want higher interest rates. And so that what's happening is fear of what our Fed is doing and of our dropping U.S. economy and our dropping U.S. dollar is pushing interest rates up. That has triggered the collapse in the global bond market. It is absolutely huge, and the waves that are coming forth from this are even bigger than the $8 trillion loss that we saw in the stock market over the last 3 years.
Well, this sounds like a catch-22, though, Don. Do we want higher interest rates for those retirees who, you know, like you said, have saved so much money and they need a fixed income return? Or what do we want?
The free market should set, of course there is no free market in interest rates and money and a lot of things today, the free market should set interest rates. Clearly millions of retirees are going broke because they got no income now because their life savings, they were conservative and saved, their life savings are bringing them no income. So clearly rates need to be higher than they are. However, the Fed is panicked about this because they've created these bubbles in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
The Fed has created the real estate bubble and the stock bubble, and they know that rising interest rates are going to puncture those bubbles. The Fed has lost control.
They're robbing Peter to pay Paul if they do this.
Exactly. And so what's happening is the world is pushing interest rates higher on the long-term interest rates like mortgage rates, bond rates, and so forth. The Fed is artificially suppressing short-term rates. And the whole thing is going to come unglued, and eventually even the short-term rates are going to rise. Now, the Fed is panicked about this because they know that if short and long-term rates begin to rise together, we've basically got a roaring depression. So they know only one thing to do, which is to run the printing presses as fast as they can. They can create hyperinflation if they are not careful. Hyperinflation can be, and it can come, my projection is we're moving into first a deflationary depression. We're on the threshold of that right now. But eventually, over a 6, 12, 18-month period, the Fed can turn that, the Fed and other central banks can turn that into an inflationary depression where companies are collapsing, debt is going down, unemployment is rising, bankruptcies are screaming, and that's all deflationary, and the central banks, led by our own, are running the printing presses ad infinitum. You've got an inflationary depression like you've had in Latin America many times, like you had in the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1923, and you can hyperinflate. You can get to a point where people panic out of those $10 trillion in foreign-held U.S. dollars, and we can have hyperinflation in less than a week. In the Weimar Republic, they were taking wheelbarrows full of money to buy loaves of bread and so forth. That caused tremendous social turmoil, which in turn set the stage for the rise of a dictator, and his name was Adolf Hitler. So we are looking at a scary situation. The Fed is panicked, and they can stand up like Wall Street and the administration do in front of everybody and say, and smile and say, folks, things have never been better, but things have never been worse, and the Fed is panicked, and that's why they've held interest rates down to 1%. They didn't lower them again yesterday. Where do you go? What do you do for an encore? Lowering interest rates, they've lowered interest rates 13 times. It's not helping.
It's not helping at all.
Not at all. It is a blank bullet. They're shooting with blanks. They've run out of options. It's like
Here's an example. The interest rates plummet for houses, but the house price goes up. So right. How do you win?
Well, the house prices. Well, the homeowners in California think they're winning because their prices of their homes are so artificially inflated. If you're trying to buy, it's a bad situation. If you already own, you think it's great. That's a bubble that the Fed pumped in massive trillions of dollars. A lot of it, for years, it went into the stock market until the internet and high tech collapsed, and then they kept printing money, but then it started going into the real estate bubble, and so real estate prices just went screaming high, and they kept interest rates low, and so forth. The Fed created the stock market bubble. They created the real estate bubble. But now as free market forces are beginning to push interest rates up, as people are having a harder and harder time making their mortgage payments, you lose your job making $150,000 a year, and you start missing your mortgage payments, and you default on your loan. And that's how the real estate market will, and indeed is, beginning to roll over.
You're starting to see that.
Exactly. It's happening in many places in California, a number of places around the country. Denver real estate has topped out and has started down. And that was before interest rates started going up. So there is a giant ice pick, if you will, that's going through the real estate bubble. The Fed has lost control.